The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, I'm Marcy Holland, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 313 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from the WDW Today Podcast, and with me on the show today is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, you're looking fit. Are you ready for the next
the New Hampshire half marathon? We're getting ready for this New Hampshire race and then the Boston BAA half. So I have some more BAA shirts, which I'm really excited about. So, yeah, and the weather's very nice for running here in New Hampshire. So what about you?
I'm still recovering from, you know, but I'm getting there. I'm actually getting back up to speed faster than I thought.
Good.
I just have to be careful of the dreaded overtraining, you know, syndrome. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Before we introduce our special guest, I'd like to give a shout out to some people who posted on our page that they had selfies of themselves training. Christine Green, Liz Driscoll, Carrie Good, and Mel Stone. Congratulations, and we love it when we see pictures of everybody running. So, Mike, should I introduce our guest?
I think it would be okay. A good idea.
So, I'd like to introduce Sid Bush, and I don't actually know a whole lot about Sid Bush, but I know that when I did my first Disney, I don't know, I'm sure Sid doesn't remember this, but when I did my first Disney half marathon, I got race retreat. And I saw this very fit gentleman, and we started talking, and he said that he was going to sign up for his next race weekend in the tent there. And I think, Sid, that you told me that you had run pretty much every single Disney half marathon or marathon. And since that point, we have seen you at many, many races, and our listeners and friends have posted pictures of you. In fact, somebody posted a picture of you from a race yesterday. And so I would like to introduce Sid Bush, and then we'll ask you a little bit about yourself. Welcome to the show, Sid.
Thank you.
So why don't you... Could you tell us a little bit about your background? We know that one of the things that you run in support of is the military, and we can see from your Facebook page that you have some military experience. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your life?
Well, I served 26 years of the Navy on submarines, all because of Walt Disney.
Wow.
When I was 8 years old, I saw his movie version of Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and from that moment on, I wanted to be on submarines. So Disney planned my whole life for me.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I got involved with running due to a back injury. They were going to medically disqualify me from the submarines. And I struck a deal with the review board that if I could run a marathon, that showed I was fit for submarine duty. So I ran my first marathon at the Hunter Army Airfield in Savannah, Georgia. And
when was that, Sid?
That was in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of got hooked on running marathons and kept doing it. Nothing, you know, really serious as far as the numbers, but at one time, I used to be fast. I ran a couple of sub-3-hour marathons.
Wow.
Then in 2001, we just celebrated the 14th anniversary. My cousin and I had run 6 marathons together, and he worked at the World Trade Center, and he was killed at the North Tower. And the next year, 2002, I ran all six marathons that we had run in his memory. And through that, I got involved with an organization called Running in Honor of Fallen Heroes, where we run marathons and dedicate them to a young member of the military who has given their life in protecting the country. And we present our finishers' medals to the family as our way of showing their losses not gone unnoticed. And that kind of took on a life of its own, and I do that pretty much every weekend now.
Wow. Sid, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. September 11th is always a rough day for me.
Yeah.
You know, Sid, the other day, night I was watching a show, and there was an individual on television, I won't go into his name, but he said, you know, you think about it, 1% of 1% is out there serving the country for 99% of us. And so when you hear of someone who is always looking to honor those who have fallen, I'm the son of a disabled veteran of World War II, you know, it warms my heart to see someone like you who is out there reminding us that there are people overseas, there are people who are always putting their life on the line. And even running a race, you know, we should always remember that. And I just want to, you know, say on behalf of everybody who's listening, you know, thank you very much for what you're doing.
Well, it's something I had to do. I got too old to stay on active duty, and I got very tired of listening to the news and hearing about Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan, whoever she is, and people know who they are. But I can ask people the names of some of these young heroes I run for, and they don't know who they are. Yet what they have done means so much more than what other so-called celebrities do. And I just had to remind people. If you have time, the one incident that always sticks in my mind is a young man I ran for, James Malachowski, who was on his fifth tour in Afghanistan, and he was lost. The night before he left on that fifth tour, he had a talk with his mother in their kitchen, and he said his greatest fear was that if he was killed, nobody would ever know he lived.
Wow.
And I, at 25, you should never be thinking thoughts like that. And I just, it just spurs me to continue running when my body tells me I should stop already.
Wow, that's amazing. Sid, do you have any idea how many, I looked on your Facebook page, and I don't know if it's updated, but why don't you tell us how many marathons you've run? Do you know exactly? Because if this number was that high for me, I would have lost.
This coming Saturday at the Air Force Marathon in Dayton, Ohio, that'll be Marathon 200.
Oh my gosh, wow.
It sounds like a lot, but I've met people who run a lot more. But this is very nerve-wracking for me. I have a lot of people who are rooting me on for this one, and if I don't finish it, I'm going to have to seek witness protection program or something. But it's the big 200. And
oh, wow.
I have somewhere near 570 half marathons.
Oh my gosh, so that's amazing. So when I look on your Facebook page, you run with the names of these fallen heroes, but also for a lot of the races, you're running with something else too, right?
I run carrying the American flag. I run with a 3x5 American flag, and it means a lot to me to be able to do that.
Now, will you run the marathon with that, Sid?
I run the marathon. I run all my marathons and half marathons. In fact, I have a hard time running without it now. In fact, it's funny, at Disney World 2 years ago, they had a change in their security procedures, so I contacted them about running with the American flag to make sure that would be okay. And I got a response back that they thought about it and no. And I posted that on my Facebook page, that I was kind of shocked that, of all places, Disney World, which is a great supporter of the military, said I couldn't run at the flag. Well, I ended up being interviewed by the Orlando newspaper, and it turned out to be a miscommunication. Somebody from Disney Travel had responded to that and gave the wrong answer. But for that weekend, one of the volunteers told me I was bigger than the mouse.
Oh, my gosh. I think you are. I mean, everybody I know knows you.
I kind of, the gentleman Frank Swart had started a Facebook page for the Disney World marathon, half marathon, and Goofy. And he got busy with other things in life, and he asked if I would help out as a co-administrator. And then he turned it over to me. And I just enjoyed answering questions and posting information about the Disney World Marathon weekend. I'm not a great runner, but I've probably made every mistake one can possibly make running, so I try to steer people away from those mistakes.
So, Sid, have you run in all of the Disney, either half marathons and, well, we know you've run the Walt Disney Marathon.
Well, actually, I'm going
to... Actually, I missed the first year of the Disney Marathon. I've run all the marathons since, and I am one of the perfectly goofies. I've done all the all 10 goofies so far, and I've done all the dopies.
Yeah, actually, our friend Kimberly Torres-Markey said her question was, Sid is a perfect goofy and dopey. Will he continue to run these? That was one of her questions.
Yes. Actually, I kept telling myself after I complete number 10 goofy, I was going to take a break. And I was telling myself that as I was signing up for goofy 11 and dopey 3. I just have so much fun at Disney. I always tell people it's the only marathon you can run through your childhood. I think Disney is part of everybody's collective childhood. And I know some of my big thrills, I'm 69 years old, but when I was a kid, the big thing was Davy Crockett and Zorro. And on one of the marathons, they had cast members dressed up as Davy Crockett and Zorro. So it really took me back.
Hey, Sid, you know, you're preaching to the choir. I'm 65, and I remember watching Zorro was on Thursday nights. And
Right.
And David.
Right. In fact, I went out on Halloween dressed as Zorro.
Yep. Zorro, Diego de la Vega, Guy Williams was one of my, it was my favorite Disney program growing up. And so, you know, you're speaking my language when you say that. And, you know, we all grew up with the wonderful world of color, and then they change
right.
It to the wonderful world of Disney. And I know I tell my grandchildren or even my children, you know, and I explain, you know, they think of, when they hear the word Disney, they think of, you know, Walt Disney World. And I said, no, it's more than that. There's someone behind all this, and he's bigger than life. And, you know, unless you really go back and take a look at those old shows, you can understand how it all started. So when you say Zorro, it strikes a chord with me.
I have on my computer, I have bookmarked the opening sequence for Zorro with the theme song and everything.
That's great. So one of our friends, Matt Allgaier, who said he got to run with you in Pennsylvania Grand Canyon half. Go ahead.
No, that was a really neat run. I went up there with a friend. We did the Rock the Canyon Challenge, did a half on Saturday and came back on Sunday and did the half again. But it was a beautiful area. I mean, it was just amazing. And on Saturday morning, I was given the honor of holding the flag high while they played the national anthem. And it was just really, I was very honored that they let me do that.
Well, he says that he really enjoyed it, but he said that you said 2016 is going to be your last goofy and dopey. But are you saying here that That's not the case.
say it's going to be. Well, I said it was going to be one marathon and done, and that was 199 marathons ago. I always tell myself it's going to be the last, but who knows? I have to have a feeling that as long as I can run, I will be doing Disney.
That's great. That's awesome. So, do you train in between the running, the races that you're doing? How many are you doing a year now?
Oh, God. I'm doing about 20 or so halves a year and about 8 to 10 marathons a year. When I got involved with this running in honor of fallen heroes, initially I was looking up names on a government website which had the casualties, and I would contact the families after waiting a while and ask permission. And a word kind of got out, and now I get emails from families asking me if I will do them the honor of running for their son or daughter. And how can you say no to that?
Wow.
So I have a feeling I'll be running until they close the lid on my coffin.
Wow, that's amazing. Can other people sign up for running for Fallen Heroes? It's an organization that, do you know?
There used to be a website. The gentleman who was in charge of it was going to law school, and that kind of took time away from him. I believe the website's still open, or you know, they can contact me on my Facebook page. But right now, I just tell people if they, you know, they can look in their local newspaper, because almost every town has lost somebody in the war on terror, and contact the family, and you know, get involved that way.
Oh, that's
but,
great.
I've seen a lot of people have credited me for doing it, but I'm honored. But they, you know, a lot of people have taken up the cause and do that, and I think it's really terrific.
So every goofy and every dopey, you've given your medal away to a family. That's
yeah,
amazing.
I don't keep many medals anymore. I think it's more important to give them an honor. People have asked me sometimes, you know, well, isn't it rough doing that? In 2010, I ran the Boston Marathon in honor of a young kid who was fighting cystic fibrosis. And I sent the medal to his family, and they sent me a picture of this cute little boy, blonde-haired, wearing my Boston Marathon medal. And it looked so much better on his neck than it did hanging on a wall or, you know, stored in the closet. So I think it's more important, the meaning of a medal, than actually, you know, holding on to it.
That's great. So I'm wondering, would you mind if we asked our listeners to come up and say hello to you in January?
No.
Does that bother you while you're running? Because you are very well known.
No, I don't mind at all. I am very slow, so if they want to stay slow, you know, but I don't mind at all. I mean, I just did a half marathon yesterday in Bird in Pennsylvania, and had a lot of people who surprisingly knew me there, and we, you know, I'd stop for pictures and just to chat and stuff.
Well, so, I think it's nice if we're all known for being generous and kind and giving to others. And that's great.
Sid, before we let you go, we want to ask you, will you be running at the Wine and Dine Half Marathon in November in Walt Disney World?
No, unfortunately not. Scheduling conflicts. Everybody seems to schedule all the races real close together, so I'll miss out on the Wine and Dine. I'm trying to want to get into that new Star Wars half marathon, The Dark Side, which registration will be opening soon.
Yes,
we're trying.
I just need to win a lottery so I can buy my own private jet so I can fly to all these races.
Well, Sid, I don't know if you're going to be, I know you're running in January. It would be our honor. We have a dessert party on January 10th, and it would be our honor if you could come to it. I can send you the details. You don't have to decide now.
Oh, please do.
But we would
that
love to have
really
you.
That sounds really great.
Oh, good. We'd love to have you come. And it should be, it's a place to celebrate your bling, and we can celebrate you too and all the things that you do for the Disney running community and for Fallen Heroes. It's going to be at Epcot in the French Pavilion, right?
I believe at the French Pavilion.
Yeah.
I will be watching illuminations and enjoying refreshments after
the
races.
Yeah. So we'd love to invite you to that. So thank you so much. We hope that we could maybe have you come on the show again. Maybe you'll have to you'll listen to it.
I've definitely listened to it. I'm sorry I hadn't listened to it before.
I'm teasing you. It's completely okay. Some people are podcast people, other people are not.
So as we close this show, we want to say thank you to Sid Bush, who in my opinion is an American hero. And Sid, we thank you for coming on to the show.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
So for Sid Bush of Goose Creek, South Carolina, for Michelle Scruton McLean of Nashua, New Hampshire, and Mike Scoper of Parts Unknown, we'll see you on the road.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.